Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and joining us as usual is the founder and president of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this fine day?
Today, just raring to go, you know. I've come to enjoy our weekly sessions. It has become a focal point in my life, really. It's kind of neat that a routine, you know, develops, and it somehow gives a meaning to life. Mm-hmm. You know, I can just see how people would like to go to church on Sunday or do a podcast on Thursday. This is what we do, or, you know, something like that. It almost seems like meaningful.
It does become meaningful. And when I think one of the things, too, is when people give or when I give, I feel like I get a great value. I actually get more back than probably the person that receives. And when we're doing this, we're both giving to each other, and we're also giving to the world. And I really believe that we are, fulfilling our mission of restoring vitality to the listeners and to the planet by doing what we're doing. We're putting out interesting information that's powerful information, that's effective information that changes people's lives, and we know that because we hear from the people that listen to the podcast, we hear from the people that talk to you and follow your advice, and I think it's a wonderful thing for the spirit.
But
I hadn't really thought about, like, I've always thought when I do podcast episodes with people, it's very important to have that routine where we schedule it and we do it on an ongoing basis. And I'm the same way, you know. On Monday, I kind of look at my week and I say, oh yeah, we're going to be recording on Thursday, and it's something to look forward to, which I believe is another aspect of feeling fulfilled, joy, and happy. Is, you know, there's things that we want to do that we feel add value to people in the world, but there's also things we want to look forward to doing in the future that motivate us. So if on Tuesday I'm having a rough day, I can, you know, look forward to, you know, two more sleeps, and Martin and I get to talk for half an hour, and how much fun will that be, right?
Yes. Yes, and the other aspect of it I see is the service, you know, the contribution. I just think that it would be nice if everybody could do something meaningful for others. And I really appreciate the feedback I get from people. You know, it's we hear back, yes, you have enlightened me, you have given me information that I didn't have before, or that I have integrated into my knowing, or it has elevated me to the next level where I'm now able to understand why something happened in the past and how I can either enhance something positive or prevent something negative based on the learning that I've just experienced.
Yeah, so cool.
It is. So thank you, the listeners, for keeping the feedback going. You know, the loop is important. Without you, the listener, we would be just two leaves rustling in the wind.
That's right. If two leaves rustle in the woods and there's no one there to hear, did they actually make a noise?
Yes.
So last week we were talking about pardon me, endosterol, which was for detoxification and prostate health and hair loss and all those sort of good things. But there was a concept behind it which had never really occurred to me. I know that one way we get nutrients into our body is through eating or drinking, and also, like when it comes to things like magnesium, having a hot bath and absorbing it through the skin. But I never, ever really thought about the third way, the bottom-up approach as opposed to the top-down approach,
right.
Which is sticking something
up
into the anus and having it do stuff, which I guess...
Well, here's the importance of it. I know for many people it's an unpleasant...
Thought.
But the thing is this, it's 20 times more effective to supplement the same ingredients doing it through the suppository as opposed to swallowing a tablet.
Yeah, now, so why is that, Martin?
Well, the absorption in the colon or at the end of the digestive tract that's where most of the water is extracted from the food. Visualize this. You eat a bowl of soup, you put it in your stomach, and it's very mushy. It's just mostly water.
Yeah.
It's processed through the small intestine. It's in that consistency. Then it arrives into the large intestine, and most of the stuff that's being taken out of it is coming with the water, because by the time you're getting rid of this matter, it's quite solid. It's been wrung out like an old paper towel into a ball of I don't know what, fiber, right?
Right.
So that's what's going on. So the large intestine actually extracts a lot of the water, most of the water, and whatever nutrients come along that are still dissolved in that water.
Right, and a lot of times those nutrients don't make it there.
Well, if they are biologicals, you know, like plants sort of things, they would have been assaulted by the acid terrain in the stomach and by the alkali terrain in the small intestine. So a lot of it indeed will have been, a scientific term, discombobulated.
Yeah, good one. So we talked about one product that you've just brought on board, which is the Endosterol, for last week. But are there other products like that? Because now I'm thinking, wow, like if it's 20 or more times more effective, then maybe this is something we should take a closer look at.
Definitely. We have actually four products from that same manufacturer.
So Endosterol is the first one that we talked about last week.
The Endosterol is it's really good for men because it helps with the prostate, but it's also equally good for women because it helps with their hormonal issues. One of the ingredients we didn't really spend much time on in that conversation is ellagic acid. And we do have ellagic acid available in other products. You know, we have it available in the raspberry extract under the Raspex brand and the Exela brand. What's important about the ellagic acid is that it triggers the apoptosis. It triggers the shutting down of all abnormal cells.
And okay.
So, cancer is a regular cell gone to the dark side. Well, when I remind it that it's not supposed to be at the dark side, it will not come back, but it will shut down and allow a new normal cell to rise in its place. But furthermore, this ellagic acid downregulates or disinhibits, is a better word, two important enzymes that viral and bacterial cultures or infections and fungi use in order to replicate. Now, these two enzymes are not in any way important to the human function, but they're totally important to the fungus and the bacterial function and the viral.
So we have these enzymes in our body that bacteria, bad bacteria, fungus, candida, they need in order to continue to thrive and grow.
Right.
So what this ellagic acid does is it stops that enzyme from helping the fungus and the candida and the bacteria.
That's correct. Okay. Essentially, you take away their ability to reproduce.
Wow. So you sterilize the fungus.
So to speak, yes.
So to speak, yes.
More like take away its testicles.
Oh, wonderful. That's really cool.
Anyway,
that's an easier way to deal with fungus than... I know a gal who said, I've got a problem with candida, went to a naturopathic physician, and basically at that point discovered there was nothing in the grocery store that she could eat.
Yes.
And was put on an incredibly strict diet, and just went through hell.
Yes.
Because, of course, she would be going through withdrawal on all the carbs that she was addicted to and yes. sugars and all that yes. sort of stuff. And it was just
it's a brutal, brutal situation. You yeah. see, with candida, when it's overgrown in your gut, that's one level of things. But when it goes systemic, when it's actually in all of your body fluids, that becomes a horrendous problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially, you know, it's one thing to have your enemy in an isolated place. It's another when the enemy is in every room of your house, in every city of your country.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, it's total overwhelm.
Well, it's you know, in military terminology, that's a house-to-house, door-to-door search for the insurgents.
I mean, yeah.
That's a very, very, what shall I say, manpower-intensive, difficult situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's what you describe. This is what she's had. You know, once you go from just basic overgrowth in the digestive system into a systemic infestation, it's very hard.
Yeah, it's difficult. So this sounds like a great way to deal with that.
That is, because when you put this into your into the bottom end of your digestive system, it immediately goes systemic, because it doesn't deal with the digestive. It just gets sucked into the body fluids, hits the bloodstream, and heads straight up to the liver. There's this major blood vessel called vena cava, which picks up from the digestive system and carries the blood straight to the liver. First stop.
Mm.
Oh, that reminds me. I want to mention the next product, which is called Xanaplex. And that essentially is a coffee enema in a suppository.
Hmm. Okay, so why would someone want to do a coffee enema? Let's start at that point before we get into what the Xanaplex is.
Well, the coffee, when you absorb it straight into the blood, is hugely stimulating to the liver. It's sort of like you squeezed it and caused it to dump toxins. So if you take the time to read on the website what the Xanaplex will do, it will essentially help dump all of the toxicity out of your liver.
Cool. So if we got any pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals,
car exhaust, cigarette smoke, alcohol leftovers, fungal toxins, bacterials, pharmaceuticals, you know, Tylenol is famous for doing an awful number on your liver.
Right, so all this stuff comes out of the liver, and then the body just flushes it out of our system?
Yeah, well, once the liver dumps it, it gets back into the digestive system, and it goes down the toilet.
Okay, all right, good.
So cool. you can make your own coffee enemas, you know. Certainly you can. You know, you buy yourself a pound of good organic coffee, and you boil it slowly, not vigorously, for about 15 minutes, filter it, put it in your enema bag, and push it in. Or
right, so that sounds like a fairly messy, uncomfortable long term, but takes a little while process.
Well, you know, it takes two kinds. I mean, it's the same thing as growing your own wheatgrass. You know, you can seed your wheatgrass and grow the trays and buy yourself a wheatgrass juicer and do all of that. Or you buy a superfood dried powder and you put it into a blender and have yourself a grass drink. This is that sort of decoction, ready-to-go, convenient item. So, for anybody who is not a do-it-yourselfer, who likes to get things convenient, this is the way to go.
And it's very effective.
Oh, absolutely. Guaranteed. And it includes this product called Xanaplex. It also includes reduced glutathione, which is also very important in the function of your liver. So,
right. And when we're talking about, like, we're getting back now to, you know, fungus, candida, and bacteria, that's really the we need to get it out of our digestive system first before we, you know, you've always talked about, often talked about, stop digging the hole. And
yes.
So if our digestive system is overrun with bad bacteria and fungus, you know, it's just going to spread to the rest of our body, right? So there's no point in getting the fungus out of your fingernails if it's really bad in your digestive system and it's just going to come back again, right?
That's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's sort of like the metaphor I use for cutting the grass without dealing with the turf.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to get rid of the growing weed, you need to pull it up by the root. You cannot just simply lop off the... I guess the typical problem would be like people's dandelions in their lawn, right?
Yeah.
If you just simply pluck at the dandelions, you don't accomplish anything. They come back with vigor. That's what you're talking about.
That's right. So this is great because this is a way you can get something in to fight the bacteria and the fungal like immediately.
That's correct. Absolutely. So that there's Zenoplex. Zenoplex is a very effective liver detoxifier. It'll push on the liver, then help it dump whatever it is plugged up with, anything that it's overwhelmed with, anything that's stopping it from being fully effective, which, I mean, it's a fantastic benefit. So going on to the next one, we have another product in that line. It's called Glytamine, and that is great for clearing the kidney and gallbladder, as in getting rid of kidney stones and gallstones.
So getting rid of the kidney stones and the gallstones in a way that doesn't cause a whole pile of pain?
Right. Yeah.
'Cause I have never experienced it, but I understand when it comes to, for guys anyway, there's about nothing more painful than passing
yes.
a gallstone.
Yeah, men's urinary tract is really good at becoming clamped down and tight. It's really not very smart at expanding and opening wide.
Right.
So when you're trying to birth this thing the size of a pea through a hole that's designed for passing something the size of a rice, you're in trouble. It's like, you know, 10 times bigger than it should be, even though it's not as big as a a head of a child.
Right.
It still is a very, very difficult experience.
So that's what this one will do.
So let's talk about calcification. You know, we have the general medical world beating the drum of eat your calcium, stay healthy, right? I mean, you hear this marketing message everywhere, take your calcium, take your calcium. Actually, most people are over-calcified. In fact, there's a complete lack of understanding in the mainstream of calcium. There are actually 7 different isotopes of calcium, and each body system is using a different isotope. Like, for instance, the bones are one, the enamel in your teeth is another, the inside, the dentin of your teeth, is yet another, and then there is the calcium that's used in the muscles as the signaling. That's a different isotope yet. So supplementing with rocks, which is what your department stores will do for you, you know, they will have the dolomite or calcium carbonate or something of the sort, that's not terribly useful. Anyway, over-calcification, you know, if you have too much calcium settling out of solution, if it comes in your joints, you get arthritis. If it comes in your kidneys, you will have kidney stones. If it comes out in your prostate, you will actually have prostate calcification, prostate stones. So here, the gallstones and kidney stones, these are the calcifications where the calcium is coming out of solution in the wrong place.
Wow. This is an easy way to look after that.
Right. So, you know, the science tells us that this is accumulation of the calcium. Oxalic acid, which is, famously present in spinach and some other plants. Uric acid, which is the result of, eating too much meat, Uric acid turns into urea, which is known as the gout. And then it's mixed with cholesterol. The gallstones are cholesterol hardened into these big pellets by the calcium. And I don't know. This is a little over my head because I don't study it from that end. But the way it works is you see that these are things that are supposed to normally be fluid, liquid, and pasty, that they have turned themselves into these hard balls.
Right, and that's what we want to make sure we stop.
And reverse and dissolve and allow to pass as a sludge as opposed to boulders. And so that's what this thing will do.
Will like dissolve the crystals.
Yes. The main lifting is done by magnesium dipotassium EDTA, which is a powerful chelating agent. Chelating as in it will attach itself to these minerals and take them away from their mineral state and turn them into this living amino acid connected state, which then the body is well capable of dealing with.
Cool.
So, there we go.
And I think there's one more.
There's one more, but I just want to not jump off of this just yet, right? So,
okay.
Glytamines. You would use it in place of that standard famous liver or gallbladder purge. We have those described on our website. Much like we talked about doing the coffee enema,
yep.
There is the gallbladder flush, which is done by getting a bunch of Epsom salts and swallowing a good quantity of it. That's very purgatory in the gut, meaning you will cause a bowel flush. Everything that's in your digestive system will leave. And then when it's all fully relaxed, you drink about a cup of olive oil mixed with some lemon juice. And when you do that, essentially you put your liver into a total panic. So it just opens wide and everything that's in that channel just is dumped. So that normally dumps the biliary sludge and the gallstones. That's not necessarily comfortable. So doing it this way, that's the accelerated and technology-aided way of doing yourself a gallbladder flush.
Hmm.
That's what the glytamines do.
Right, right. So when you put the suppository, so we haven't really, maybe we should wait till the end in terms, because it's all the same with the suppository and how you put it in, but I'm curious as to how long this flush would take.
Well, if you were doing the flush, do-it-yourself way, you start on Friday, or you start at noon Friday, you don't eat anything from lunch. By 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the evening, you will have taken enough magnesium to cause the bowel flush, and by 10 o'clock, you take that big swig of olive oil, and then you go to bed, lying on your right side with your knee pressed up against your liver. So as to create pressure there to force it out. So by the time you wake up in the morning, you will hopefully be taking another dose of magnesium, causing it to open wide and flush out all of that stuff. And, people have proudly taken pictures of these stones that they have passed. And, many times they are just like gravel. But I have seen things as big as a thumb.
Whoa. That would be incredibly unpleasant.
It's one of the proudest moments when you see these things leave.
Okay.
But it's not without risk. You know, I have talked to people whose flushes didn't turn out well. Instead of having it come out in the morning happily, instead they wake up at 3 o'clock in the middle of the night with stuff leaving from every possible orifice they have. You know.
Right.
Like throwing up all over and diarrhea all over and every, you know, like it doesn't necessarily go easy.
Yes. Yeah. So this would be a far shorter, far less
dramatic. Yes.
Dramatic.
Yes.
Way of doing it.
Yes, exactly.
What we're pushing here is, I know that having gone and done like a colon cleanse using hydrotherapy and everything else, which was an hour-long process, that these things are, if it's not particularly pleasant and easy and fun, the chances of us doing it drop dramatically. So the idea of, you know, I know people that do coffee enemas and everything else. I've never done one, right? I don't think I will ever do one. Actually, that's not true. I did do one because she poured coffee when she did the hydrotherapy colonic cleansing thing.
Okay,
right?
Great.
So I had no choice.
Right? That was already, part of it, yes.
It was part of it, right? But I'm talking about like do it yourself at home and everything else. I'm just thinking, too much potential for mess. And, you know, if you got to do this and that, and then it's like an hour-long process where I've got to sleep on it and all, you know, oh my goodness. You know, what happens if I turn over wrong and it all just ends up on my bed? So,
yes.
So I'm thinking, you know, if I can just take a suppository and pop it up, that would be, you know, and it takes 10 or 15 minutes for it to, because we said last week they're frozen.
Yeah.
I can handle the cold, but then they sort of melt down and then your anus is trying to get rid of it and everything else, so you kind of have to be around for a while.
Well, you know, it's not a big deal. You just have to remember that if you're going to pass wind, you better be prepared for it to be gooey.
Yeah, it'll be a wet one.
It'd be a wet one, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just go sit down on the toilet when you do that, as opposed to just doing it in the middle of a theater for everyone to enjoy.
That's right. So did we have one more we needed
yes,
to...
Yes, there's one other one, and that is called Medicardium, and that's a heavy metal detox. You know, we have the zeolite that is available to do this same thing, but this Medicardium is very effective. You know, it's using the EDTA, magnesium dipotassium EDTA, and... it just does a really fast job of attaching itself to mercury, lead, aluminum, nickel, barium, arsenic, or uranium. So, for instance, if you served in any of the wars that the United States has been involved in lately, you should definitely consider doing it because they have used depleted uranium weapons.
Right.
This is not talked about out in the mainstream press. It's a very shameful, shameful thing because what they've used is the spent uranium that's used in nuclear power plants is shaped into bullets, you know, big heavy bullets. The nice thing about uranium is that it is hugely penetrating. You know, it just
right.
It will go through armor like nothing else because it's the heaviest element on the planet, you know, uranium-235. I mean, it's a huge density, heavy. Anyway, it's radioactive. When you hit another object with it, some of it will evaporate on impact, and it's been very damaging to the troops. They come home, they are having... deformed babies because their genetic material has been compromised, and they suffer with all kinds of illnesses that can be prevented or reversed with this heavy metal detox. And similarly, you know, people with mercury in their teeth, or lead or aluminum. You know, aluminum is very famous for messing up your brain and causing you Alzheimer's. So doing a detox would be very preventive, or even if you are starting to notice some degenerative changes, would be probably an excellent strategy to try and stop the process of losing your marbles.
Right. Well, and as we know, as you go through life, even just in the cities, you're going to be picking up exhausts from cars and manufacturing factories, and you know all these other things that are even in your home. You know, maybe the paint had lead in it, or you know, and so on and so on and so on. She goes. So it's always a good idea to kind of do a spring cleaning. We dust the inside of our homes. We should be dusting the inside of our bodies as well.
Excellent metaphor. You know, people, for instance, don't remember or don't hear much about cadmium. Cadmium is actually a contaminant that's released by smoking cigarettes. So whether it's direct smoking or secondhand smoke, cadmium is really damaging because your body mistakes it for zinc. Zinc is really important to the immune system, you know. So when you have when you have cadmium in the environment, your body will actually grab the cadmium, thinking that it's zinc, and it does horrible damage. You know, it disables your immune system. And, I mean, all kinds of cancers are caused by that.
Right. Cool. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to know more about suppository, or as I'm going to be calling it, vitality from the bottom up.
Yes.
or any of the other things that you do or we do at the Life Enthusiast Co-op, how could they get in touch with us?
Well, check this out on the Life Enthusiast website, life-enthusiast.com. These products are listed in the detox or under the brand Ultimate Superfoods. It is Ultimate. And you can also phone if you want more clarification. It's 1-866-543-3388. We will help you restore vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you for listening today.